What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. If you are new to this podcast, I would love to introduce myself to you. My name is Erica Russo. I am a psychic medium, intuitive life and business mentor, author, and the host of this podcast. I am always so eternally grateful for each and every download. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you the aha moments, if it's giving you a different perspective, if it's helping you remember your own intuition and the power that resides within you, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, after I tell you this story that I'm about to share with you guys, you will agree that these conversations, these tips, these tools, this insight that I share on this platform can help. It can help people. It can change lives. It can help people remember. It can help shift mindsets. It can help remember abundance and prosperity. And that's what we need at this present time. So I want to share with you a personal story that just happened to me. And you'll see what's going on. So I have been having a lot of fun with TikTok. I am back on social media again, TikTok and Instagram Reels. And so someone asked me in my comment section, why do I believe in what I believe in? Why do I believe in the afterlife? And I can write a book about it, to be completely honest, but I decided to create a 1-minute video sharing some of the reasons why I have created a belief system that I believe that this life that we're living right now is merely just one tiny piece of the puzzle that is the soul experience. I believe that we have had many past lives and we have many future lives. I believe that we choose our parents. I believe that we choose the karma that we bring into this life, the lessons that we are meant to work through, heal from, understand, and then teach others about it. I believe in all of that. I believe that there is a much bigger fucking world than all of this human shit and human bullshit that we have to deal with. That is what I believe, okay? I believe that our loved ones are always listening, the ones that have crossed over and that are back home. They are always with us. They are always listening. They are at every birthday party. They are at every celebration. We can feel them. You don't need to go to a medium to feel the love of a past loved one. They are always with you. They are always with you. Even if you might doubt it, it is in the feeling. It is when you feel them sitting next to you. It is when you feel the love that they had for you in this physical, just kind of in your auric field. Okay? So now that I'm off my tangent, I created a video where I shared some basic shit. That, you know, the fact is, one, energy cannot be created or destroyed. This is agreed upon within the science community and in the metaphysical community. Two, I have seen and witnessed some shit in my life, boys and girls. Holy shit. I have experienced, as a psychic medium, I cannot begin to tell you the miracles, the evidence, the proof, the love, the compassion, the intelligence that spirit has. I can't not believe it. I can't not have this belief system, okay? And number three, what was my number three? I don't even remember what my number three was. Fuck. I don't remember it. Anyway, so let's go back to like the story. I said these are some of the reasons why I believe in the afterlife and that I am a spiritualist. And my God, I've been in the spiritual world for so long and I've only really been in contact with other like-minded individuals, right? And then you go, and then the algorithm pushes it out to a bunch of strangers. I didn't realize how much fear and how much hate still resides within the consciousness of human society. I was kind of taken back by it. I don't really take anything personally because I know it's just a projection, but it kind of made me upset, not to the point where they hurt my feelings, but to the point where it's like, you think that what we're doing, the people that are light workers, the people that are writing the books, that are doing the readings, that are creating the programs and the documentaries, and all of this, doing all of this work to help raise the collective vibration, we think that we're like doing so much, and we are doing a lot. But then you get a glimpse as to the other half of the human experience, where people are still struggling, people are still suffering, people are still in victim mode, and we have a long ways to go, man. We have a long fucking ways to go. There is still so much fear regarding spiritualism. There is still so much fear regarding mediumship. There is still so much that people need to learn. And you know what? I'm not taking that responsibility on, and nobody should take that responsibility on. It's up to each and every individual to come back to who they are, to come back to source, and to remember who the fuck they are. But to try to beat the fear and the struggling and the hate that is present in our society right now, it's hard, man. It's hard. It really, looking at my comment section, it really broke my heart, because it's like, you think, you know, all of these posts and writing the book and the podcast and the YouTubes, everything that I'm doing, I'm trying to help, you know, I'm trying to live my purpose. And then you get people that are just still in fear, still in victim, still, I don't know. There was one comment which made me laugh, and it was this from this, I don't know, from this dude. Funny enough, like, most of the hate comments were from dudes that, like, like, have, you know, 20 followers, and, like, you know, they're all, like, the same kind of, like, facade. But anyway, one of the comments that I came across said, "Teehee, when somebody listens to their feelings rather than facts." And I started to fucking laugh, because it's the truth. It is the absolute truth. I trust my fucking intuition. I trust my feelings. I trust myself, okay? Everybody should trust themselves. If you can't trust yourself, who the fuck are you going to be able to trust? You should be able to trust yourself and trust your body and trust that you are source energy in this human life, trying to do the best you can, trying to shine your light. Yes, I trust my feelings more than facts, because facts, who the fuck made up the facts, man? My intuition never led me wrong. My intuition always gave me the answers. It always protected me. It always guided me. It always led me to where I need to go. I'm getting, like, very overclamped right now, because it's the truth. There's also this rampage that Abraham Hicks does, where it's like, do you know what crazy is? Crazy is about trusting one's own intuition, trusting their own feelings, when society wants you to listen to them, to listen to the rules that they have laid out for us. Fuck that bullshit. Trust yourself. Trust the process. If something feels off, it is. If something is not right, it is. If it smells like a pig, oinks like a pig, eats like a pig, it's a fucking pig, guys. Simple as that. So I'm going to be the crazy fucking bitch that is sitting here on my podcast telling you, trust yourself. Fuck what society is telling you. Fuck what the books are telling you. Fuck what the doctors are telling you. No, actually, you know what? I take that one back, because sometimes doctors are very helpful. But you know yourself better than anybody. You know what is right for you. You know the next step for you. And you certainly know what is going to work for you. Period. We have a lot of work to do, light workers, star seeds, empaths, healers. There is a lot of work yet to be done. I think that we have made some improvement as far as raising the collective vibration, but my comment section on Instagram has shown me a glimpse as to how much more work there needs to happen. And I'm not talking about trying to fix people that believe a certain way. No, I'm saying let's raise our fucking vibrations enough where we can lift others up. Where just being around us, hearing us, listening to us, being in our presence, it just lifts them up. It makes them feel better. It helps them remember who they are. It helps them trust their own intuition. Be so sure of yourself that other people start to listen to themselves. We have, oh my God, we have a long ways to go. Holy shit. But we're getting started and we're making headway. And it's good. It's really good. Continue to trust yourself. Continue to let your intuition lead you. Trust me, I know I'm some crazy chick on the internet that says, fuck what everybody tells you, but fuck what everybody tells you. Seriously. You are the only person that knows every single aspect of you. You are the only person that lives 100% of the time in your head. You are the only person that has ever held your heart. Period. Period. So why not you? Why not you? Why not you? You have everything you need within you. You have everything. You have absolutely everything. You just need to trust yourself. And this is why I am here babbling in my phone, because you just need to trust yourself. You need to get out of your fucking monkey mind. You need to learn how your intuition feels when it comes to you. And you need to just take the first step. That's it. That's it. There is no grandiose, huge plan. All you have to take is the first step. It is just about getting 1% better every single day. Okay? And as we all just work on ourselves, when we all just heal, when we all take accountability for our own toxic tendencies, that is when true transformation happens. We're going to change the world. That's what I have to say today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to my rant. Trust yourself, and I'll see you guys around.